Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path, boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups. Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana, along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, affectionately known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. This is my prayer for you. It has always been my prayer for you. And, well, there's only one thing I can say. And that is what we have for today. This is the day which the Yahweh, the Lord, hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which Yahweh hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, you might be used to it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, why does it say the Lord? Why does it say that? Well, Yahweh is his real name. Yod, He, Vav, and He. So all I did is put his real name in it. That's all. I put his real name in it. Aren't you happy for it? Aren't you happy that Yahweh made this day? And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Many Christians say that. Oh, yes, a whole lot of Christians that say, but don't know what it means. They don't know what it means. Now, well, I just tell you what. You know, with the stuff that's going on, you have a lot of stuff happening. One of the things that we're doing is this. We want to have a live webinar, for you on Hoodoo Lights. Hoodoo Lights. Now, this webinar will be exactly free of charge. That's right. It won't cost you a dime. A dime. Now, if you're interested, get in touch with me, Papa Say, at Papa Say, P-A-P-A, underscore, that's a small line, C-E, at email, E-M-A-I-L, .com. Papa Say, P-A-P-A, underscore, that's a little line, at the bottom, C-E, at email, E-M-A-I-L, .com. Now, most of you need this. You have not heard of this. You have not heard of this seminar. And this will be on lights, hoodoo lights. Most of you don't even know what a hoodoo light is. You don't know. But you will know it after that. You will know it. Now I hear somebody, oh yeah, that's a candle. No, it ain't. No, it is not a candle. So why don't you come to it? Send your name. You know, send an email to PAPA underscore CE at email, E-M-A-I-L, .com and find out. We'll have a day. It'll be a special one. And it'll be a very nice thing, I tell you that. Okay? Now, all of you who want to come to it, just write it out and be there. All right? Now, with everybody that's here, I have to say, well, I thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. And, well, here's something else. Here's something else that'll help you.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Now, this is the day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, folks say, well, why is he saying that? Why is he saying that? I thought this was hoodoo. Yeah, it is. It is. But hoodoo is based on the Bible. I'm going to say it again. Hoodoo is based on the Bible. Now, it's a lot of people who won't go along with that. They got a whole bunch of spirits, a whole lot bunch of other stuff. But hoodoo is based on the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E. Now, this is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, it's the day which the Yahweh hath made. In other words, this is the day which God has made. Now, what is that saying? It sounds like it's saying there are some other days which he didn't make. That's what it's saying. He has made this day. And you will rejoice and be glad in what? This day. So what does that mean? Any negativity, you destroy it. You put it out. It doesn't come to you. Because this is the day which the Yahweh has made. He made this day. He made all the joys of this day. He made all of the sorrows for this day. He made all of the accomplishments for this day. He made all the peace for today. He made all of the badness for today. He made this day. This is the day he has made. Now, if you know that, come on now, if you know that, then there is nothing. I'm going to say it again. If you know that, there is nothing that this day can bring negatively on you. It can do no negativity towards you. Because your Yahweh made it. That's all. The Yahweh made it. Now, that is the truth for all of you. That is the truth. Now, we have a thing tonight called Saturday Spirit Readings. And, well, when he does something for you, he does it for you. He really does it. He does it big. The Most High don't do no small things. He does things big. Even when they say, well, I didn't know, but the Yahweh did this. No, you just didn't know it was big, but he does things big. He does big things. And you must be, well, you must always be open to receive his big blessings. Today, the Yahweh made it. They ain't talking about yesterday. No, it don't mean what has happened before, but this day, today, now, he made it. And all of it is yours. All right? Now I'm gonna go to the lines and ask some calls. Okay? And when he does it, you know, there's something, you know, great in store here. Okay? All right. Area code 704, this is Papa. Say hello.
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 How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great.
Good. Perfect. Okay, what can I help you with today?
I just have a situation that's been bothering me, and I can't seem to shake it. It's like it's affecting me mentally where I can't function. It's part of it hurt, but then I just need to, you know, live. It's like I'm not living my life because I'm letting this situation bother me.
Okay, you got something bothering you and you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like something that somebody did and I found out, you know, about it. And it kind of, you know, got me upset. So I just need help going.
Well, you can take first. This is the day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You can take that as your, how can I put it, motto for the day. Just say that every day. Every day. Just say it. Just say it. When we say things, now you listen good. When we say things, something happens. Something happens. You see, the power of God becomes active in our souls. It becomes active.
Mm-hmm.
When we say it, we make it real. We make it real. Now, by saying that this is the day which the Lord has made, you have made it the Lord's day. By saying you will rejoice and be glad in it, you have made it. You have taken all sorrow, all sadness, all temptation out of it. Out of it. It's gone. It is totally gone. Now, I just want you to think about this, to say this to yourself. And next thing, the next time this arises with its crap, whatever it is, I want you to just think about this. Think about God. Think about what you are called to do.
Mm-hmm.
You are called to rejoice in this day and to be glad in it. So what do? You do exactly that. Exactly that. Don't deter from it. Don't think about anything negative or anything opposite that or anything not like it. Think about that. Think about being glad and rejoicing in it. And then you will see. You will see it will come out. It will be just as you said it would. As you said it will be. When you say it, it happens. Now, that's a truth of what? Hoodoo. When you say something, it happens. It happens. See, your voice has a power.
Mm-hmm.
Which people aren't even aware of. They aren't even aware of it. Your voice can make things happen. It can make things happen for us. You know, there's no sense in worrying about nothing. Because when you say it, it is, as you say it, it is so. See, so just recite that. This is the day. rejoice and be glad in it. That's all. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we see that. Now, here's another person. Area code 917. Papa, say hello.
Yes, hi, Papa, say.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Barry and Shell.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, hello.
Yes, I wanted to know what the spirit, I wanted to know what is the purpose of my relationship with my friend Rob, my boyfriend.
Okay, now the purpose of your relationship is only one thing. It's not two, it's not three, it's just one thing. And that is so you will find him, you'll find out God. You'll know more about God. That's your only purpose of relationship. The only purpose. You know, all the rest of it, well, we got needs and wants and desires. But that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is so that you will be joined together and bring to God what? A completed human being, a completed spirit. A male and a female have together, co-joined. Now, that's all. That's to it. Now, with that, there's other things, of course. But with that, you become closer to God. You become, well, I tell you what, you become more like God. You become more like God. See, most people don't know this. But God has a male part and a female half. God is male and there's female.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna tell you, he don't have the physical stuff that you know, I'm a man, I have a physical part that makes me a male. You're a female, you have a physical part that makes you a female. No, no, no. But God is male and female.
I understand that.
Female. Now, the male part we understand as Abba, the Father, A-B-B-A, Abba. But there's another part, too. It's called the Shekinah. S-E-C-H-I-N-A. Now, the thing about the Shekinah is, well, you can't do her wrong. You can't do her wrong because I'm telling you, she will get tired of you quick. She will get tired of you. But Abba, the male part, will fight for you. The Shekinah will do what? She will nurture you. She will nurture you. So both of these together are what keep you going. Now, by you being a female, the part that you have is joined to the Shekinah. And what does it attempt to find? It attempts to find an Abba part. An Abba part. Now, when the Abba is found, when the Abba is found, it joins itself to it. And then what happens? When you die, as they say, you are a completed spirit. Instead of one, you are a complete one. See, all people here today are either male or female. They're just one half. But when you die, you become two halves. When you die and he dies, you become two halves. You become one person. So, see, that is your purpose for being here. And that is to find the other half. The other half, become a whole person. Oh. Not a part of a person, a whole person. And then you go back to him, and you'll be just like him. You'll be just like him. Okay?
Beautiful. Okay, so is there anything else Spirit wants me to know specifically about him?
No. Uh-oh. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hello. No, there isn't anything else other than that you should just ready yourself for him. Just be ready for him.
Yes, well, I'm doing that. I pray a lot, and I'm asking. Do you see us having children?
No, uh-uh. No. Well, wait a minute. You'll have one, but that's it.
Okay.
That's it. One child.
Okay.
One child. Good. That's it. But that's all. Okay? All right, then.
Yes.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we got another one. Area code 573. This is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hey, Papa. Thank you for taking this call. I'd just like to get a general reading, sir.
Oh, boy. You're still worried about money, but I'm telling you, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
All you have to do is what I do. Just smoke a cigar and pray.
All right.
Just smoke a cigar and pray. That's all. Eat some cornbread or something to eat it, and smoke a cigar and pray. That's all. That's all. You see, you have been worrying about money so much that instead of drawing it to you, you're pushing it away.
Okay.
You're pushing it away.
Okay.
And if you want to really draw it to you, you should just, well, not even worry about it, but just think about it. Just think about it. In fact, you don't have to even talk about it no more. You don't have to even talk about it because it is a part of your mentality. It's a part that you are trying to get. So what happens? You are drawing it to you. You are receiving it. Well, first of all, you are receiving it to use it for you. Now, that's
right.
What it seems like. But you are using it. You are drawing it. You are desiring it to share it.
Right.
See,
right.
By becoming a rich man, you will have the means of sharing everything you have. Instead of thinking about it, just you can think about it, but think about it in terms of, when it comes, this is what will happen to it. And don't even worry about it because it's yours. You're going
right.
to have it.
Right.
You're going to have it. There's nothing else to really consider with that. It will be yours just as air is yours, just as water is yours, just as food is yours. That's how money will be. It will be yours.
Okay.
It'll be yours. There ain't no sense in worrying about it. No more. No
right.
more.
Right.
It is
right.
yours. Just keep it. Just know. You've gotten a whole lot of things to get money on through the years. You got a lot of things. But now, all of those things will bring money to you. It'll bring just a bit. And if you look at it, you got to say, oh, well, I got a whole bunch of money around me.
Right.
I got a whole bunch. Just look at it. You have a whole lot. Now, the golden corn, which I told you about. Mm-hmm. Now, the golden corn is a blessing. It is a blessing. Yes, it is. It's a blessing. You can even get some cornbread with corn in it. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. And when you see these things, see the money with it. See the money in your hands with that. And I'm telling you, when you get it, you won't have nothing. You won't know what to do. You have so much of it, you won't know what to do. You got so much. As soon as you get rid of it, you get some more. You get some more. As soon as you got it, I can hear you say, "Well, you know, Papa, I gave $1,000 here, but I got it back. I gave $2,000 here, but I got $2,000 back. I gave $3,000 away here, but here I got $5,000 back." That is the way it goes.
Okay.
The way it goes. You will have it back. You will
Sounds
have it
good.
Back. And you know the first thing, the prayer. Ana Bikola go get you like you mentioned Tapir the Ruah. By just saying that, you release immeasurable power to God. You release immeasurable power, a loose of the universe, and it brings it to you.
Right.
All you got to do is just smoke a cigar and just eat some cornbread and say, well, I thank God for that. That's all. Just, you know, because with all the promises you got, you ought to have some blessings.
Right.
You're going to have blessings. So just look at it and thank God for it, okay?
Yes, sir. I'll do that. Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well. Here's somebody else. Area code 201. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. And you?
I'm okay. You
this
okay?
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it.
You are saying you okay, but are you okay? No, no, no. Oh, so you don't have to worry about it. So what can I help you with, dear?
Well, I heard you tell the young man to smoke a cigar, and I might have to smoke one myself.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Go ahead and smoke one. I'm telling you, it feels good. It's worth it. I should smoke one my own self. But I ain't got no matches. That's something. I ain't got no matches. I got all the cigars in the world, but not no matches. So that says one thing. I ain't supposed to be smoking it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. There is nothing physically wrong with cigars. You know, they say, well, it's tobacco. No, no, no. It ain't the tobacco that's in a cigarette. It ain't that. A cigar is pure tobacco. It's pure tobacco, which is why you can smoke it and nothing will go wrong, which is also why, tobacco is a blessing. Now, I'm telling you, it's a blessing. Just by smoking it, you have taken upon yourself a blessing. And you know, when you smoke it, you pray with it. You pray with it. Every puff you take, you thank God. And you tell God what you want and what you will receive. Now you got to do it. You got to do it. And don't pay attention to what nobody say. They'll say, oh, she crazy. She nuts. She smoking a cigar. You see that woman smoking that cigar? She nuts. What you worry about that for? What you worry about that for? They'll talk about you anyway. They'll talk about you anyway. No, no, no. That cigar will help you. It'll help you. Just get yourself some. Get you, spend your 50 cents or a dollar, $2, and get you some cigars. And get you some cigars. And just puff on it and pray while you're doing it. Just puff on it and pray. Now, then you are asking the Lord to do something for you. Then you are asking the Lord to do something for you. Something he will do, something great. See, because people don't know that much about the tobacco. They don't know that much about it. But it does good. And it will do you good if you let it. If you let it. So you try that here. Try to smoke it. Smoke it with it and to pray with it. Pray on the smoke. Pray on the smoke. Say your prayers. You let it out your mouth. Pray on it. As that smoke ascends up to heaven, God will see it. God will hear it. God will do what it says. Yes, he will. He'll do it. You just let him go on and do it. All right?
Yes.
God bless you.
Papa, say, let me ask you a question real quick. I have a box that I received yesterday with papers in it, and I haven't really looked at the papers yet because I'm trying to clear my mind so I can look at it because I know the papers are filled with deceptions and lies. Are you able to give me any insight on this?
Get a cigar and smoke a cigar and then open the box. Smoke the cigar and then open the box. A box of, well, wait a minute. Cigars can do blessings, but on top of that, it will remove evil. So if you read something that isn't right, just smoke that cigar and just say, God, you know, take this shit away, take this stuff away. Take it away. Burn this stuff up. And he'll do it. He'll do it. So just get you a box of cigars, some El Producto is what I'm looking at. Or White Owl. I think it, no, that's White Owl. With the white and red box. But get it, that, and hold it, and as you read it, just smoke that cigar. Just smoke it. That will keep a whole lot of junk off you. A whole lot of it. You won't have any on you. None. Whatsoever. All right?
All right, Papa Say, I appreciate everything. And again, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it.
All right. Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we see that. You see that this is the day which the Lord, the Yahweh hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will not, nothing will upset you. Nothing. Nothing. Because Yahweh made this day. And today is the day in which you can be glad. You can be glad in it. He didn't make yesterday. He didn't make yesterday. And you don't know nothing about tomorrow. But this today is the day which he has made. This is the day. This is the day which the Lord has made. This is the day he's made. He didn't make yesterday, but today he made. Today he made. Tonight, before you go to sleep, I want you to say that. Today is the day which the Lord has made. Today is the day which the Lord has made. Now, why now? Well, because of the day. What is the day? He said he make evening and morning and there'll be a day. So, what is this? This is Sunday. This is Sunday evening. Yes, ma'am. This is Sunday. And when you say, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and put that on your mind so that your mind stays on it. So that your mind just vibrates on it. So that your mind makes music on it. So that your mind does nothing but work on this day. And be glad in it. You will rejoice and be glad in it. When you wake up in the morning, when you wake up, I'm telling you, oh, you'll be, it'll be a new day. You'll be a new person. You'll be a new person. Nothing can withhold you. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can hold you back. Now, that is a power which the Lord has given you. It's a power that he has given every man and woman. Well, what is it? It's the day. It is the power to make something what it is. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it what it is. There is nothing. There is nothing that you can say or you can do which the Lord has not, the Yahweh has not already decreed. You have the power to call that this day what it is. You have the power to make this day what it is. You have the power to do whatever you can do within the day. Why? Because I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. You're a little God. You're God. You're God. You are God all by himself. You are God. Part of you is God. I'm telling you, either you're male or you're female, God is either male or female. Yeah, he is. You have the authority to use your voice and to make what this world become whatever you want it to be. And when will you do it? you do it today. Well, what day is today? Today is Sunday, the first day of the week. How? Because evening and morning is the day. So the day starts when the sun goes down. Uh-oh. It starts when the sun goes down. When it comes up, it's already the day. Yeah, it's already the day when the sun arises. So make today what it should be. Make today what it should be. Not what it should have been, but what it should be.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the New Moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, I'll tell you something. There are some things which we do every month. The moon, yeah, that's one. The full moon, and then all the other ones. The solstices and the equinoxes. Now, those are the things that God ordained. God put those things in the sky at that time. Yeah. He put those things up at that time. Why? For us to know it. To be able to see it. He put them there to show us a new phase and what? The blooming or the blossoming of a phase. Now, that is what he put them in for. Now, with that, we have been given a certain amount of time in each month, 30 little days, in which to do things. Now, I'm going to tell you, the new moon is the woman's day. I don't want no men to get upset, but the new moon is the woman's day. Yes, it is. It is the woman's day. And what is it for? It's the day for her to get rich, for her to do most, for her to do more than she's been doing on the new moon. Now, because we're men and we were born women, we can use the new moon too. Yeah, we can use them. But that's not it. No, that's not it. Now, he has given us. He's given us things too. He has given us what? Solstices. Now, a solstice is something for a man. It is a time when the sun passes its regular course, and it is powerful. Now, that is a time when a man can get rich. Don't you see what I'm telling you? When a man can do more, when a man can be more than he really is, he's it on the solstice. Now, there's only two solstices a year. There's only two things, which is the time when a man can do more. Now, the woman has a new moon every month. Every month. And she has got to do what she has to do. She has 15 days. 15, just 15 days in which to do it. That's all. And most women need the 15 days. Because being a woman, there's a lot of stuff she's got to do. And those 15 days are needed. You see, God does these things so that we will have different times of the year, of the month, you know, to do certain things, to have the things that we need. Now, there's four seasons, summer, winter, fall, and spring. Now, do you think they are just here just because of the weather? The weather tells you something. In the summer, things are blooming. In the winter, things have fallen off. They're asleep. In the spring, things are starting to come back. In the fall, they are at their fullest points, but they're dying away. Now, those are four seasons in which everybody, the man and the woman, can do much. See, so instead of trying to do stuff, just do it to be doing it. You ought to do it according to the way God put it here. Now, this is hoodoo. This is real hoodoo. This is hoodoo. This is real hoodoo. Summer, winter, fall, spring. This is real hoodoo. This is the reason why we all can work and do certain things. Now, will everybody understand it? This is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, that is your psalm. If you say that and you believe it, I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong that will happen. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing wrong will happen. Okay? So everybody, well, tomorrow is Sunday. We have paranormal readings then. Yeah, paranormal readings. Sunday paranormal readings. At 3:00 in the afternoon. Sunday at 3:00, paranormal readings here, right here. Right here. And I'm going to tell you something. Can you just be here? Yeah, just be here. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for you and everybody else that comes. Yeah. And I tell you something else, too. Won't you subscribe to this program? Subscribe to it. And when you go to subscribe, what you do is you go on the big picture of us. That first little icon, the first one, hit it, the first one, and then where it says to subscribe, you subscribe to it, okay? That way you'll know everything before it comes out. You can get everything. Everything you want. Anything of it. So just hit subscribe. Now it's the first little icon, first little button. You just hit it, you just touch it, and then you will get it. You will get it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There is only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. I'll say that again. There's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. Now, good night and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.